Rochester. Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Berry?
Isn't it wonderful? We're off the air for the summer. Here it is Sunday, almost my program time, and I'm sitting here relaxing.
That's right, boss.
All I have to do is sit down in an easy chair and blow smoke rings. Watch this, Rochester. Aren't they pretty?
Uh-huh, but those smoke rings are a little flat on one side.
They are?
Yeah, looks like you'll have to get that pivot tube straightened again.
Yeah, I guess so. Gee, it's great to be on vacation. Say, Rochester, I wonder who's taking my place on the radio.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's tune in and find out.
You better not, boss.
Why not?
If they get more laughs than you do, you'll kill yourself and spoil the whole summer.
I will not.
Remember last year when those we love took your place?
What about it?
You listened to that with one hand on the dial and the other on the gas jet.
Oh, I don't remember anything like that ever happened. Answer that, Rochester.
Okay. Hello? Jack Benny's residence, star, stage, screen, and radio, and dresses up like Charlie's at the tag party. Yes, he's here. It's for you, Mr. Benny.
Okay, bring me the phone. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Warner. Well, I appreciate your calling, but I thought I made myself perfectly clear in our last discussion, Mr. Warner. I don't want to seem fussy, but I won't accept anything unless it's something I can really sink my teeth into. Really? Well, I'll rush over first thing in the morning. Thank you very much, Mr. Warner. Goodbye.
Who is that boss, Mr. Jack Warner, your producer?
No, Julius Warner, my butcher. Here, Rochester, take the phone.
Yes, sir. Would you be more comfortable with a footstool, boss?
Yes, yes. Thanks, Rochester.
Your slippers?
Yes, thank you.
A pillow behind your back?
Yes, thank you.
Would you like a magazine?
Yes, thank you.
Can I have the night off?
Yes, thank you. I mean, no, thank you. I mean, no. Rochester, you tricked me into that. Anyway, you had last night off.
But that was different. I had to go to an important meeting of my bridge club.
Likely story. You don't even belong to one.
Oh, yes, I do. It's called a Saturday night. Roll them out and hit them against the wall, bridge club.
That's what I thought, a dice game. Why do you call it a bridge club?
That's where we play, under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Rochester, the Golden Gate Bridge is way up in San Francisco.
I know. Some people like a long roll.
What?
We got a member up there that reads them and telegraphs us the results.
Well, now, that's the most fantastic thing I ever heard. Imagine you wanted me to believe that... See who that is, Rochester.
Okay. Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Rochester. Mr. Benny in?
Yes, he's in the other room.
Okay. When your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, 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 love. Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Mary. Gee, you seem cheerful.
Yeah, I feel great. It's such a beautiful day, I rode over here on my bicycle.
Oh, where'd you leave it? In my driveway?
No, I leaned it against your sign out in front that says, if I can't act better than Paul Lucas, I'll eat my hat.
Mary, have you noticed how much better the sign looks since I put lights on it?
Yeah. But, Jack, the Academy Awards have been over for 5 months. Why don't you take it down?
Oh, I will pretty soon.
Soon? You still haven't taken down the one about Spencer Tracy.
I know, Mary, but with a sign on each side, it lends balance to the house, you know?
Well, how about the one on the roof about Gary Cooper?
I can't take that sign down. I sold the other side of it to Lifebuoy. Mary, here it is, Sunday afternoon, 1 minute to four, and we don't have to go on the air. I wonder what program's taking our place.
It's the all-time hit parade.
Oh, yes. That's the one where you name the song before the gong. Say, Mary, when the program goes on, I'll bet you that I can name more songs than you can.
Okay, what do we bet?
I bet you kiss.
Oh, Jack, no.
Two kisses? Three kisses? Five kisses?
Let's make it interesting. I'll bet you a dime.
A dime?
Cash.
Oh. Oh, all right. Come on. Let's tune in on the all-time hit parade. Huh?
Thank you. With men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-1. LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
You said it.
Yes, sir.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Del Sharpe greeting you from New York, where Lucky Strike presents your all-time hit parade with the best songs of all for you to recall. And your special guests, Jack Benny and Mary Livingston with Rochester, playing America's favorite musical game. Just name the song before the gong.
All right, friends, here's how to play the game. As the orchestra plays each of the great all-time songs, it's up to you to name the song before the gong strikes. Make it a friendly contest, just as Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, and Rochester are doing tonight. Later on this program, five members of our armed forces will compete for $500 on the $500 Song of the Week. And now, on with the game.
Just name the song before the gong. Your all-time hit parade starts off in high with this popular all-time all-timer. Are you ready, Mr. and Mrs. America? Just name the song before the gong.
Was right on that one. Now let's keep playing the game.
Here's an ultra-modern all-time all-timer that's always a pleasure to hear. So come on, you music lovers, just name the song before the gong.
It is, and the game rolls along.
Well, how are you doing, folks? You'll find out later how Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, and Rochester are getting along with the game. Meantime, you'll recognize this champion all-time all-timer as soon as Lulu Bates sings the lyrics. But as the orchestra plays it, can you name the song before the gong?
Did you call that "I've Got a Feeling You're Fooling"? Right. And now sing it, Lulu Bates.
I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get a go by when you are done fooling with me. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it's make believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve, fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but how you hand out that
that oak is told you from your ride. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just a well-known old army game. Fooling is me. Feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get a go by when you are done fooling with me. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are given moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but how you handle that oak is from your rise. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just a well-known old army game, fooling with me.
Let that historic chant remind you that Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. No wonder that with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky 2-1. Woodrow Wilson and Woodrow Wilson's father. Go back in imagination across the distance of 73 years. Back to the busy capital city of Columbia, South Carolina, in the year 1871. It is the hour of twilight. Twilight of a winter's day. On quiet Hamden Street, a small white brick house reflects the purple shadow of the darkening sky. The curtains have been drawn against the night. And inside the house, in a comfortable book-lined study, a man sits before the fire with his 15-year-old son. He holds an old volume of Shakespeare, and by the flickering firelight reads the immortal line, "This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man." The boy sits upon the floor near his father's chair, and his eyes hold a strange, newfound wisdom. For he has just heard the words that will become his own philosophy, the words he will live by for the rest of his life. To thine own self be true. Living by these words, this boy will rise to prominence in the world and make a brilliant career for himself as a university chancellor, a state governor, and the 28th president of the United States. For his name is Woodrow Wilson. Living among the people of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia, he comes to know the gracious spirit of the Old South, the beauty of its rolling countryside, the fertility of its sweeping farmland. And often in the course of the years, he puts aside the cares of state, the burdens of a troubled world, and returns to the Piedmont country he loves, to the Albemarle Hills of Virginia, and to the beautiful old plantations of his friends on the banks of the Potomac and the James. And here, walking among the fields with him, his friends, Woodrow Wilson saw the crops of mild tobacco he knew from the days of his youth, those golden harvests that contributed so much to the tradition, the romance of fine tobacco.
Today, America's tradition of fine tobacco is carried on by Lucky Strike. For remember, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
It's old American.
All set, all ready, here it is, the current number one song of the week. Number one from coast to coast, as shown by your Hit Parade survey. Everybody try to just name the song before the gong. Thank you.
Did you name the song Before the Gong? That was long ago and far away, the current number one song on your hit parade.
Well, friends, how many have you named right so far? Do you think you've done as well as Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, and Rochester? Well, you'll know in a few minutes, so keep up the good work on this one. It's a standout among the all-time all-timers. So just name the song Before the Gong.
Was the right tag on that.
And now, as we review our scores, let's move the game out to Hollywood to find out what the score is from Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, and Rochester.
See, that's a swell program. And you know, Mary...
Jack, stop stalling. I guess more songs than you did. Pay me the dime.
Huh?
The dime we bet. You lost, you know. Give me the dime.
Okay, Mary, just a second. Here.
Jack. An IOU?
My IOUs are good. I pay off on the first of every month.
But we said we were betting cash. Come on, pay up.
Okay. Turn around.
Turn around? Why?
Because I have to unfasten my money belt. Unfasten. What a dialect. The joke was too good to kill,
yeah.
Too, you know. Just a second. Okay, here. Have you got change for a $20 bill?
Yeah. Turn around.
Okay.
Here's your change, Jack.
Thanks. Now turn around again while I put it in my belt. You know, Mary, if you ever start wearing those liquid stockings, you'll have to buy a purse.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
If you ever go broke, your pants will fall down.
Oh, stop being silly. Say, Mary, I'm glad a nice musical program like the All-Time Hit Parade is replacing me for the summer. It's a good show.
It is a good show, isn't it, Jack?
Uh-huh.
I like it, too.
Yes, a very good program.
But you know, boss, I'll bet lots of people will tune in on Sundays at this time expecting to hear you.
Say, you're right. You know, Mary, first they'll hear the music and think it's Phil Harris's band, and then they'll keep waiting for me to come on. Don't you think so?
Don't worry, Jack. As soon as they hear them giving away money, they'll know it's not your program.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Mary, I just thought of something. Don't you think that a violin soloist would add class to the all-time hit parade?
Oh, Jack, stop daydreaming. They wouldn't hire you on that program. They only have good musicians.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. Are you inferring that my violin playing is lousy?
That's what you said. That's what the lady said. She said that.
I don't care what she said. I'll show you that I'm good enough to play on that program. Rochester, bring me my violin.
Oh, boy.
Bring me my violin.
Jack, please.
Never mind. Rochester, bring me my violin.
Okay.
Now stop monkeying with the strings and bring it over here.
I'm coming.
Rochester, you fell on my violin and smashed it.
It was an accident, boss.
It was not. You did it on purpose.
No, boss, it was an accident. I didn't see Miss Livingston stick her foot out.
Mary, did you do that?
Yes, Jack, I cannot tell a lie. I did it with my little foot shake.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now the all-time hit parade will have to get along without me.
Thank you, Rochester, for breaking Jack's violin. Well, now, here's an all-time all-timer. It's a rhythmical rumba from the Good Neighbor Nation. So, what do you say, neighbor? Just name the song Before the Gong.
Said that was Say CC, you named it right.
Back in 1871, tobacco was a familiar sight to Woodrow Wilson, who spent many happy days on the plantations of his friends. And today, certain of those same plantations are a familiar sight to men at the auctions down south, to the independent tobacco experts who spend their lives buying, selling, and handling tobacco. Season after season, at market. That the man who knows tobacco best gets lucky to the watch.
We regret that due to an interruption in service from our eastern studios, we are unable to continue with the program now in progress. Until conditions are restored, we present an organ, a piano interlude from Hollywood. Service having been restored, we return you now to the program in New York.
Two and five contestant tagged. Before the gong, Private Peter Donowitz, scorekeeper third class James Feldman, Private Evelyn Stein, technician fifth grade George Strauss, and Private William Baker divides the prize for $500. That's $100 to each of them. And another great all-time all-timer, Everything I've Got Belongs to You, is honored on your all-time hit list. Next Sunday, your all-time hit parade will bring you Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, and his orchestra.
Playing the best songs of all for you to recall.
Yes, beginning next Sunday and every Sunday at this same time, same station, listen to your all-time hit parade starring Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.
And next Sunday, your guest will be Bing Crosby.
Yes, Bing Crosby in person.
What a combination.
Tommy and Bing to play and sing.
Remember, next Sunday and every Sunday, your all-time hit parade featuring Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, and his orchestra. With next Sunday's guest, Bing Crosby.
What a combination. Tommy and Bing to play and sing.
Can you pick the top tunes that will rate next week's hit parade? Tune in next Saturday night to your regular hit parade over another network. Here are your own ratings compared with the leading songs as shown by the accurate, authentic tabulations of your hit parade survey. Don't miss your hit parade next Saturday night, starring Frank Sinatra.